Harris walked along between them, trying not to feel trapped.
So would I. Where are we going? The morgue?
No, ma'am. We'd like you to see the body in place, in case you can help us figure out what happened.
In place meant in a corner of Rock House she'd never known about.
It's a park, actually. Reasonably safe during shift changes because it's a shortcut from a concentration of civilian housing units to two big employers. There's a primary school that uses it during main shift for recreation and exercise. But it's a bit out of the way, especially mid-shift on second. And the usual patrol had a domestic disturbance call and missed two rounds through here.
Planned?
Harris could see the cluster of people working ahead under brilliant lighting.
Maybe. Can't tell. It's a family with a history. This time they'll be split up for a while. See if that settles them.
Then they were close enough for Harris to see the bodies under the lights. She recognized Irulan by the hair and clothes. The young woman's face was disfigured by parallel knife slashes, the skin reddened by the sonic pulsar wound.
That's mine.
Right. Do you know which?
Amelie Irulan, on temporary contract. She left the ship today about when I did, and that's what she was wearing. Also the hair.
That ginger-colored hair, once fluffy, and now matted with blood.
You don't seem that upset by the other...
My background's fleet. Regular space service.
Let them think she was a cold-hearted military bitch. It was easier than explaining that her feelings would come later when she felt safe. That she would have the right number of nightmares about the ruin of Amelie Irulan's face, enough to prove her own humanity. She braced herself for criticism, but the man merely nodded.
Right. You've seen combat trauma, then. This was sonic pulsar. Plus, I suspect being on the ground in the midst of a major brawl, we think the knife wounds were after death. Maybe accidental. The autopsy will check for that.
Harris stared at the parallel wounds across Irulan's face and the deep gash between thumb and first finger on both hands.
Those marks. The last time I saw something like that, it was a compassionate hand action.
Yeah, I wondered if you'd know.
We were called to Chisholm once. They had trouble with their ore haulers being hijacked between the in-system stations and the jump point insertion.
They could look that up in her service record, the public part. They had had more trouble than that, but the rest was classified.
Two of the dead bodies had CH marks on the thumb web. Did Irulan...
Certainly not. Not overt, anyway. But you're right. That hand cut's usually given to traitor members, not stray associates.
You recognize any of the others?
None of the others had mutilated faces beyond a bruise or two. She knew none of them. But something about the pattern of injuries on two, she frowned. Suddenly it came clear. The time she had had to get Oblo out of trouble, the miners he'd felled had exactly the same marks.
None of them are my crew. We've been staying close to ship most of the time, getting it ready to leave the Royal Docks.
I know. I didn't really think you would recognize him, but it was a chance. And do you say this Urulan, was it, usually had a companion?
Yes, she did tonight. Brigda Sirkin, my navigator first. They'd known each other at school, and Irulan had hoped I'd hire her. Unfortunately, she wasn't nearly as qualified.
Was Sirkin going to leave your crew?
I'm not sure. I had hoped not, but they were close. She had a tough decision coming up. I hope Sirkin's not a prisoner or anything.
We can't tell. Five dead, including your crew member. This Sirkin must be some kind of fighter if she didn't have help. Someone badly wounded got away that direction.
He pointed to smears of blood heading to the far end of the little park.
There's all too many ways out down there, though we're looking. But two bounce tubes and a slideway.
Harris looked again at the dead she already thought of as enemy. She couldn't see the thumbweb marks from here. Probably they were flesh-colored tattoos, designed to fluoresce under UV light. But the pattern, she thought of Oblo. One of the dead had been hit by someone shorter, she thought, but this wasn't her field of expertise. Shorter than Oblo would be most of her crew, but her mind drifted to her weapons specialists. Arkady Janice had the standing watch. He wouldn't have been here. Methlin Mehari, perhaps? Those sleepy green eyes had fooled more than one, but her unarmed combat skills topped even Arkady's. And the two of them could have got Sirkin away. Somewhere. Where?
Captain Serrano? Urgent message from your ship. Shall I put it on the local tap line?
Harris hoped that meant they'd gotten Sirkin back to the ship safely. She nodded and stepped over to the little communications booth set up for the investigators.
Captain, hate to bother you, but we've got a problem here.
Yes, Mr. Petrus, I'm dealing with one here, too. It seems Irulan has been killed by thugs, and the investigating officers have found no sign of Sirkin.
Right. I'm at the Royal Security Office at the Access. The officer in charge prefers your personal authorization before passing some of our crew members who have had an accident. The scanners picked up bloodstains.
How many?
Mr. Visishwan, Miss Meharry, and Miss Sirkin, with injuries.
Such formality could only mean trouble. No one had called Oblo Mr. Visishwan since his second tour. At least Sirkin was alive.
Would it help if I spoke to Royal Security?
Maybe. Here's Major DeFritt.
Your crew seems to have a talent for trouble.
I hardly think that's justified.
Actually, Oblo had more than a talent for it. Genius, more like. But it wasn't something to brag about.
Are any of my crew injured?
Ms. Sirkin seems to have some injuries, but I would judge them not serious. She's conscious, and her vital signs appear within normal limits.
I'd prefer to have Sirkin evaluated by medical personnel. You are not, I gather, a physician?
Well, no, but...
Since one of my crew died from a murderous assault and Sirkin is injured, it would be prudent to have her examined, don't you think?
But that would mean admitting her to this sector, unless you want her sent to the central clinic.
Major, Sirkin has a valid Royal Docs pass, as have my other crew members. You have no real reason to exclude them. I can understand that you might want to escort them to medical care. I will be there as soon as possible, and I expect to find my crew members receiving adequate medical treatment.
Watching her, the militia communications tech raised his eyebrows. Harris winked, and they went up another notch.
Let me speak with my second-in-command.
Yes, Captain?
I believe the Major understands the need for Sirkin to receive immediate medical evaluation and treatment. I'd like you to stay with her. If Mr. Visishwan is not injured, I'd like him to meet me in the access area on my return. Ms. Meharry can return to the ship if she needs no medical care, and I'll speak to her there. Clear?
Clear, Captain.
Well, my other crew member has shown up, wounded apparently, at the Royal Docks access station. I don't know if she was trying to get help or what. I know you'll need to talk to her, but I think her medical care should come first.
I'll come with you. You want to leave now? What about the disposition of your crew member's remains after autopsy?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check my files aboard.
Harris would have to ask Sirkin, most likely. Anything but token cremation would be impossibly expensive. Most who died aboard went into the carbon cycle tanks. But it was always possible that Irulan had taken out a burial insurance policy that would pay for shipping her body to a planet for real burial. Harris felt guilty that she had not known even this about the girl.
The Serrano Legacy, Sporting Chance, is continued on the next CD.